Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve Carney joins us. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. I was just thinking about the first time I met Sid in the studio, and I think it was about 1979 or 1980, and he kind of brushed me aside and called me a fishing genius, and that was about 40 years ago.
It's pretty good, a fishing genius. Is that in your business card?
No, I think he was just being sarcastic.
Well,
yeah, I just rolled in from Sioux Falls, Steve. I got down to the Sioux Falls Sports Show, and yesterday everybody's all set up an hour before the whole thing starts, and they canceled it. So here's another one of those virus things. So everybody had to pack up and leave after just about getting underway. So that was not fun, and I just noticed the big deer turkey show Canterbury this weekend has been canceled, so the fun continues.
Yeah, for sure, and it's one of those things. If you're headed out anywhere, it's good to call ahead and check out. Steve, one thing people can do though is go out and fish. Let's talk about that and get into the outdoors. It is one thing you can do. What are the options right now? Here we are, smack dab in the middle of March.
Well, it's funny, Steve. Last weekend when we talked, I was kind of in the doldrums. I had a tough couple of days, and I told you I packed away all my stuff in the pole building and all my electronics, all my houses. I took my reels off the rods. I said I'm done, but I guess I'm not. I just got a hot tip today on a lake, and I'm going to actually go back into the pole building and put everything together again.
Oh.
And I am. I can't believe I'm doing this, and I'm going to drag out my portable, and I'm going to head out tonight. And right now, it's, you know, the fishing can really be good at this time of the year. It's just the access, and right now we're walking out. We're not driving. We're not taking four-wheelers. It's strictly walking. So now it's hitting lakes where you can do a 100 or 200 or 300-yard walk and get out to where you want to go. The fishing can be so good right now, but again, like most of us, you know, we're kind of tired out from the whole season and dragging equipment around for 3 months, and it kind of gets to you at the end of the year, but still got enough fire there to just go get the stuff out and kind of go at it again. So I don't know why, but I'm doing it. That's about all I can
say. A hot tip's a hot tip, and that's good stuff. Steve, if people do go out on the ice and take care, what should they expect? Where should they be? Where can they expect to find fish this time of year?
Well, again, Steve, it's about, you know, accessing where you can go safely. And right now the fish are really transitioning from the deeper water. The 20, 30, 40-foot stuff now is starting to change. And these fish are moving up along the edge of weed lines and break lines, 10, 12, 11 feet, kind of right in that area, depending on the lake. So if you can find a spot where you can safely walk on close to shore with a nice weed line, look for inside turns, look for points, tips and turns on these breaks. You don't want a straight shoreline. You want something that's very irregular, and those fish will, you know, hang out in those irregular areas. And they're making eggs right now. They're feeding fairly heavily. So the good news is you can abandon those deep water spots, especially in the mid part of these lakes, and try to concentrate more on shoreline areas that are much more safe and more easily accessible.
And, Steve, open water, the rivers, I know you have a trip planned to the Missouri. Is that still on?
Yeah, it is. I talked to some of my cronies out there yesterday, Steve, and the river is actually 12 feet low, and I was thinking there might be some flood issues out there, but It's kind of the same way with all our river systems in the Midwest. Like, for instance, in Missouri, they're holding back water because they're afraid there's going to be some spring flooding and they don't want to send any more water down south than they have to. And the result is they're just, it's really, really low, which is good. You can really do so much better in low water than you can in high water. And Mississippi and St. Croix, they're holding their own right now. But if we get a heavy rain, things are going to change almost overnight. The good news is we've had kind of a slow melt with the snow. We've had 19 at night, maybe 35 during the day. That's good. That's melting slow. It's sending water into the rivers, into the creeks very slowly. So that's good. So as long as it stays this way without any big major warm-up or major rain, we should be fine.
Yeah, and I know the Missouri system, they've had a lot of trouble for folks that make that trip out North Dakota, South Dakota, that it's been really difficult. And I know they've been fighting a lot of high water out there. So it's interesting to me that these reservoirs are as low as they are.
Yeah, it's funny the way the politics work. You know, you've got ranchers and cattle people out there that need the water for their livestock, and then you've got the Corps of Engineers on the other side that make the decisions, well, are we going to let water down or are we not going to let water down? And you have everybody in, you know, Nebraska and down south worrying about flooding. And so it's a real complex situation. If you let water down, people will be upset. If you hold water back, people are upset. But from my perspective, the big thing is letting water down, you know, most of the time, if some of the rollers are open and there's current, fishing is great. But the minute they shut the rollers down and they don't let any water down through that system, the fish will turn off. And I didn't learn that till about 5 or 6 years into it, that current is the name of the game on that Missouri River, which means weekends, they tend to shut that water down on Friday, and the weekends can be very difficult because there's no current. And then when they start again on Monday and run for, you know, hydroelectricity, that's why they do it, those fish turn on, and Monday is good, Tuesday's better, Wednesday's even better. So, again, go during the week if you can, and the fishing will be so much better because walleyes and current, those two things are inseparable. You got to have that.
All right, Steve, always great. Good to visit with you. And we look forward to some good reports on fishing on the ice and then on open water eventually.
You got it, Steve. I'll talk to you next weekend, and I might even be heading west as I speak with you on Sunday.
All right, it's a deal. Thanks, Steve.
All right, take care.
Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues Monday night. Mike Max, Ron Shera, live outdoors, always wildly entertaining here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.